By the way, Steve Dale, who you hear do the Pet Central show on WGN Radio, was pointing something out to me the other day, and that is that there is a coronavirus in your pets, but it's not the kind that we get. And we've heard the doctor say more than once that you cannot get the coronavirus from your cat. You cannot get or give the coronavirus to your dog. But your cat has a coronavirus, and it is there that lies some hope for maybe a treatment for this. Steve's on the phone line right now. Steve, this could be complicated, and if it gets complicated, I'm going to start barking, okay?
I will accept no growling from John Williams. This is actually potentially, he says, carefully, exciting. A drug that has been used to treat what can happen to some cats with an otherwise benign coronavirus called feline infectious peritonitis, or FIP. Some people with cats certainly understand what this is. It's nothing you want your cat to get. But it turns out a drug very, 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 very close to a drug called Remdesivir is now curing these kittens and cats.
Okay, stop right there. Hold on. What percentage of cats have a coronavirus?
A lot. Maybe up to 90%.
Up to 90% of cats have coronavirus. How many of them get sick from that virus?
As far as we know, a minuscule percent, except when that coronavirus inside the cat transforms into an immune-mediated disease attacking its own system, we call FIP.
And that's what you're talking about. And when the cats get that disease from the virus that most of them have, there is a treatment that's effective for them, correct?
Today. So it was previously considered forever a death sentence, really, a fatal disease, tragically. But now, Dr. Niels Petersen, University of California, Davis, funded by the Wynn Feline Foundation, whose board I happen to serve on, which is why I know so much about this, funded Dr. Petersen to study a drug that is nearly identical to a drug called Remdesivir. Even yesterday, the president mentioned this drug, Remdesivir, and a clinical trial was, in fact, launched yesterday, as it happens, one that I know of, but maybe others, with this drug that was originally created for people with Ebola. Didn't do that great with Ebola. Dr. Petersen thought, okay, we've got this drug on the shelf. Let's try it. Gilead, the pharma company, said, I've got a cheaper drug for you, but it's about the same. Dr. Petersen tried it, and in cats with this version of a coronavirus, not the human version, it works. Now, whether it will work in people or not remains to be said. But what's one of the points I want to make here is how closely aligned veterinary medicine and human medicine truly are.
Yeah. Yeah. So that really is intriguing. And, you know, none of us are virologists or medical experts, but now everybody is kind of ramping up on that. And so if this drug is, which turned out to be not that efficacious in the case of Ebola for humans, but turns out to be terrific for cats with the coronavirus, then what do you know? Maybe we've got a drug right on the shelf that would work on human beings. And is that the test that you're talking about, Steve?
Yeah, that's exactly what they're looking at, and it's a possibility. Now, there are other drugs that are being looked at, too. Some of them we all know about. Some of them I'm sure we don't know about, unless perhaps you're working on one of those drugs. And some of them I know about because they're in the veterinary community as well. So the University of Louisiana, their vet school is working on something. And incidentally, a compound just like this Remdesivir is similarly being looked at in China as well. I happen to know that for a fact.
Yeah. I'm out of time, Steve, but veterinarians are open. They're considered an essential front line, right? So you can take your dog or cat if they're sick, right?
Yes. So it depends on the veterinary clinic as to how they're doing. They'll probably come out and meet you at the car, maybe not for routine visits. That depends on your veterinarian call first. But yes, veterinarians are essential.
Yeah, that's what they're doing at our place. You hand them your pet, and I think they hand them back when the service is done. Steve, do me a favor. I mean, I know you're on that board, and I know you've been following this pretty closely. So let's check in a few days, maybe a couple of weeks, but keep us posted on the progress of this, okay?
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's true about all of us. That's WGN's Steve Dale. Listen for his Pet Central show Sunday mornings. All right, it's 10:15. I'll pause here. Let's come back. Darren LaHood, the 18th Congressional District Republican from Peoria, talks about what you're going to get in the mail. Couple grand, anyone?